With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Audio Frontier. This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And...
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome along to Football Daft. It is the daftest Scottish football podcast around, and it's the final one of the year. I am producer John, and let's introduce the team, shall we? Now, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf. Fresh from those duties, we welcome Chris Toll on a pole.
Toll on a pole?
Toll on a pole, mate. I think this is, could be a new thing.
I was wondering why my arse was a wee bit sore.
during the pant rag, it called, you see the elf on the shelf, it called Ned on a bed.
And I'm glad Grado's not here, because I wanted to ask him about this. If you've seen Grado on Twitter, right now, he messed it. Lionel Sciboni, former Rangers goalkeeper Lionel Sciboni. Grado's clearly wanted on Google Translate, and now I didn't take French at school, but he said, Ye touji velu canatsi Lionel. Pourquoi avez-vous porté le maillot des Rangers à extra dans les bots? Merci.
Right, now, what I need to say here is, he said that he asked them, why did they wear the red jersey?
The red jersey, right. Aye.
Now, listen, nowhere in that message does it say rouge.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
See, the thing is, I know, it reminds me of the bits in a movie. You've seen it in hundreds of different movies where people go abroad and start talking, try to speak in their language or put on a mad over fucking enunciated accent, and the person just replies in English, and that's what Sciboni did.
Dos cerveza, por favor.
It's like when me and my mates were going to, we went to fucking Villarreal for Rangers Villarreal back in the day, man. My mates like, hola, hola, do Fanta Limon. The guy's like, you want two Fanta lemons, mate? You know what I mean? It's like...
Guy with Feaster House.
Aye, so, because Sciboni replies in perfect English. It wasn't my choice. Maybe Advocat make that choice, but the red was my favourite with blue shorts and white socks. So apparently Dick Advocat chose him to go out in the red top.
But the actual effort that Grado's went to on Google Translate, he must have been so deflated when Sciboni replied to him in English.
No, do you know what? It saved him time, because Grado would then need to copy and paste that.
Exactly. And put that into Google Translate.
That's why Sciboni has done it. He's done him a favour. He's like, he's clearly at the madam.
So Football Daft exclusive for you, ladies and gentlemen. Sciboni wore a red top because Advocat told him, and not, it wasn't his choice, apparently. Right? So it is the Football Daft Christmas party. It's that weird time in between Christmas and New Year. What day is it? Let's test that. What day is it today?
I'm not 100% sure.
Is it Wednesday?
No, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. But I've not. Everybody in my house, we've been getting up. We didn't get out our best till about fucking 10:45 today. And I don't usually get this time of year because I'm usually busy. But obviously the plant will shut down. But I'm loving it, man. I'm going to bed at like 2 or 3 in the morning and sleeping till it's fantastic.
Like being a student again. It's like being back in your like teenage years and all that. It's brilliant,
great, man. It's so good. I was up to 3 in the morning watching Gamora last night.
Just watching shite on the telly, fucking about.
No, I wasn't watching shite, John. I was watching Gamora.
Oh, is it good? I've heard that's good.
Gamora's one of the best things ever on telly.
Really? An egg I watch. Is it subtitles on it?
Aye.
Normally, if I want to read, I'll buy a book. Do you know what I mean? But fuck it, I'll get a bash. Why not?
Told you'd love it, man.
Speaking of stuff, watching the telly late on, so it's Sunday night, and I get a text at 20:12 for producer John saying, Toll, Tina Turner's live on BBC Two. So I put it on, and I'll tell you, I watched it. The whole lot of it. And see that woman? Jesus Christ almighty. She's about She's about 90. She puts in Mary a shift in N'Golo Kanté.
Aye, there you go. It was great. And we all had a wee blast of Simply the Best from Chris Toe at that time. Woke up in the morning till 1 o'clock in the morning with Chris singing Simply the Best. There you go. As a Christmas.
Well, I would love to get Tina on the show, man, because Toe just loves her so much, man.
She's a recluse in Sweden now. She lives in Sweden. She's a total recluse now, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how she met her husband? Did you watch the Tina Turner documentary? I know this is nothing to do with football, right? But it's pretty, okay. Right? So she comes to England to record the What's Love Got to Do With It album when she started to become big. And she'd obviously left Ike and all that. So this guy was her chaperone and he took her out shopping and she turned around to him in the shop and went like, when we go back to the hotel, I want you to make love to me. Just right out of blue. And they've been together ever since, mad old slack Tina.
Go on, no,
I just think it would
be no wonder she dances like that.
Brilliant. Well, football daft Christmas party. So I was ashamed Grado wasn't in. So at Christmas party, the following things happening, right? So out of the threes, who would be the following, right? A, cop off with Angela from sales. Who would be that?
That would be Grado.
That would be Grado. We can say that because he's not here.
Aye. It would be.
Photocopy their arse.
That would be Toll.
Aye.
No, this one would definitely be Toll. Tell the boss exactly what they think about them.
Aye.
That is definitely Chris Toll.
Definitely. I'll photocopy
my arse.
You can photocopy that. So Grado's copying off Angela from sales. You're photocopying arse. And Toll's at the boss going, you see you? You're a fucking prick, you.
I tell you what, just as well, I'm no photocopying my arse. My arse is that hairy folk would have thought I'd been doing a handstand on the fucking copier.
Right, before we get into the football, boys, a couple of things that have cropped up. Remember the last time we were on, Chris, we thought you were having this lucid dream. We dreamt about this game in Portugal where there was like only 9 players playing and like 2 or 3 of those were goalkeepers playing outfield.
Aye.
Well, a lot of people have been on to back you up. Declan says stories told talking about is Portugal. Belenese beat off one of the bigger teams 7-0 at halftime. Had to start with about 9 players on the pitch. Team graphic for us here as well. With the game itself was, it was
Benfica.
Belenese versus Benfica. You can see there, they've started with 9 men, Belenese. They've had a man sent off. The game was cancelled and it was finished 7-0.
7-0, fuck.
7-0 at half time, and you know, I think they deliberately get a man sent off so that the game would get abandoned.
Fair play.
There you go. You've not dreamed that, Chris. You've not dreamed
that. Fucking knew it, man. I knew I hadn't dreamt it. That should be a movie.
Couple of weeks ago, remember we had Ewan on the show in Stephen's absence, and we were talking about, have you ever pretended to be someone else when chatting up a woman? He pretended they played for Scotland under-19s. Remember this, Chris?
Yes.
Alan's been on Twitter. He's had a similar story. He says, so basically, a story about telling people I was someone else. I had just come back from holiday and it was my birthday. I was suited and booted and tanned and went to Destiny. Oh, remember Destiny, man.
That's what I mean. My wife used to go every week.
Did you meet
Destiny? Used to kind of nip each other in Destiny and again.
All right, there you are.
I've only ever been in Destiny once, and it was a successful evening, so we'll say.
Right, there we go. So he's Alan's went.
I want you to say Myrtle.
Some lassie called Nicola. Some lassie called Nicola took her off.
she likes the wee guys, man. So, as if by magic, who's just walked through the door?
Yes,
from the shop. There she is.
There
just
you go.
Do you get off with Toll and Destiny back in the day? What about Destiny? I said that's what me and my wife used to nip each other, and Toll was like, I used to go there, but successful, right? Said she was just like the wee guys, man.
Nicola, there's been no confirmation.
She never said no.
She's neither confirming it or denying it. So, guys, I'll speak to you soon.
So, anyway, Alan's went into Destiny. These girls have approached him and his mates, and he had the idea to tell him he was a football player, right? From Spain. Right, so Alan's just went full halted, tell him he's a Spanish footballer. He said, I'm in town to sign for Celtic. I'm a Rangers fan. Wasn't happy with that. So supposedly I could not speak English, so I had to keep saying C all night. So his mates have said this guy's a Spanish footballer coming to sign for Celtic. When he's been a Rangers supporter, he said C all night. Was getting approached by guys asking me for a picture as well. <He's> just, well, let's put it this way: my mate ended up in a hotel with the three girls, as he said. He was my agent and ended up with a kebab and a taxi home. What a story! So
that's brilliant.
Acting as agencies, the boys don't really speak English, and you know, tremendous stuff. So tremendous stuff.
We went for lunch during the panel, right? Me and Grado were walking back to the theatre. Me, Grado, and a couple other boys, and there was these three lasses walking by. So we go to the stage door, and these three lasses were wanting photos with me and Grado, right? And they'd had a few bevies. They were on a Christmas night out, right? All fucking glammed up and all that. But there's a guy that works in the pavilion, Bob Smith. He might be listening to this. He likes the show, listens at Football Daft. We'll call him Backstage Bob, because Grado always calls me Shellsuit Bob. And we call him Backstage Bob. And the lassies were going on a bit and going on a bit and going on a bit. We were going, we need to get in here and they fucking get their Snapchats out and all that shit, taking photos and videos. So we just flung Backstage Bob in, because one of them was going about River City and two of those down. And we just said, this is Bob, man. He's fucking... He's part of the new Dingles, the Dingle family in Emmerdale. And that was me and Grado. Fuck, they just went to him and we fucked off in the stage door and they totally believed it. And Bob was putting an accent on and all that.
A Yorkshire accent, no, that's true.
He's putting the Yorkshire accent. Johnny Dingle or something.
Later on that night, big Backstage Bob's in a hotel with the three birds.
So what has been happening in Scottish football? It's been a couple of weeks since we spoke about it. Let's talk about this straight off the bat. Winter break being moved forward. 10 out of 12 SPFL clubs voted for it. Alan McGregor coming out saying it's against sporting integrity. What have you made of all this, boys?
Oh,
I'll let Toll go first.
Right. At the end of the day, we run Scottish football and we do what we want.
Aye. Basically, that is it. That is it. It's... The thing, right, you know where I'm going to go with this.
I know where you'll go, yes.
Right, it's just a bit, it's a bit rich coming from Celtic, right? Their statement was fucking, going on about fucking owing it to the supporters to maximise, what was it, maximise the prospect of attending games, right? All that shit, right? Sporting integrity, blah, blah, blah. Offer them a fucking title on Zoom and they'll fucking bite the horn off it. Do you know
fucking,
what I mean?
Fucking it's... right, mate. That's what you do. Listen, you play your own cards, you play your own hand, and Celtic have got the biggest, strongest hand in Scottish football. And see, at the end of the day, everybody else falls into line, and that's what it's all about. All right?
Aye.
You can just see him ready to bite. You can just see him on the bite there.
Yeah, you know that?
Stevie, it's good to see that you've upgraded your strip maker and all to Joma.
Hey, we've got to play this earlier.
Stephen is wearing Derek Lyle testimonial jersey, which is
just another charity game I played in, guys. You know what I mean?
Charity match. Well, you'd be playing. Rangers have just announced a charity match. Well, Georgie,
they have.
Have you been contacted yet, Stephen?
Well, not yet.
I tell you what, see if you get to play football with Georgie Hadji, that's it. Never put a pair of football boots on again.
Yeah.
Well, I have been. He's probably the only guy I could play with that I've got bigger feet than. no, it's one of the ones that I've not had the phone call yet. I've been dabbling in quite a lot of festivity, a lot of fucking booze over the festive period and stuff. So I'll need to get myself in shape again. I'm expecting the phone call myself, Jordan and Grado. We will be expecting the phone call, so hopefully we get it.
Fingers crossed.
I really, really hope that Jordan and Grado get a phone call. Sitting there expecting the phone. Do you know who I am? I'm expecting a phone call for Georgie Hadji. I'll have you know.
Has he been confirmed he's playing in it?
I did, yeah. Apparently Georgie Hadji's going to be playing.
Wait a minute, what is this for?
It's a charity match. I'm not too
sure. Is this to raise the money for the Pay Sports Direct?
Oh, he's on fire today, isn't he, man? He's on fire.
Right. Well, let's get back to this winter.
Dang it, it's right. Kyogo's no, mate, I'm not bothered because we'll beat you anything we play you anyway.
Right, that's the way you need to look at it. That's what I was going to say. People are like, oh, Celtic are afraid to play Rangers. We still need to play you anyway. Do you know what I mean? It just so happens that all your fucking chocolate hamstrings might have fucking fixed herself by that time.
You're looking at Jota, obviously Kyogo's no fully fit, Turnbull's out. He's going to sign these other three Japanese players coming here. So if you need the time to get your house in order, we'll play these whenever, man. Because obviously, I can imagine you don't want to play a team that you haven't beaten since 2019 when you've not got your strongest players there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, so, it's good to know that you're happy that you're doing with your tilt. Right, let's move on, John.
I was going to, the thing is, though, yeah, I mean, you look at it from both sides. I mean, if it should be another foot, Stephen, Rangers, of course, would have voted the other.
Right, here's the thing, though. Right.
I would have actually thought Rangers would have voted for it anyway, to be honest with you. I really would have. Because not having a go here, all joking aside and stuff like that, is it not that, see, a match day revenue, that's huge to teams in Scotland. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it is, mate, it is right. But see, the absolute fucking, is this virus just going to go out in 3 weeks? Aye, we're off.
Well, that's the thing. That's a fair
right. So
point.
If you look at what a lot is coming out for fucking Jason Leach and all that, the highest numbers in the absolute fucking, the big fucking hitter for this isn't going to come till end of January, mid-February, they say.
Aye.
So, going like that, we all know why it's been put back. We know why the winter break's been brought forward. We all know why. Because you're right. Celtic, they fucking, you stay hard the power there and you stay what you want.
I think, to be honest with you, it's been brought forward to allow the fans to get their booster, to be honest with you, mate. But it's, you know, we can laugh and joke, but it is a serious thing, you know. It's, if there is a huge wave coming for a second mutated strain or whatever this is, then it's better that the stadium's only full. Now, would you rather play it behind closed doors? Be honest, would you?
Mate, I think we're going to have to play it behind closed doors anyway. Come 3 weeks, I don't think. That's my point. In 3 weeks, I don't think. What I look at right now, the way things are looking, it's not looking as if in 3 weeks things are going to be better.
You're right.
Things are going to be worse, right? So the way I see it now is this is a time of year where a lot of people haven't got anything to look forward to apart from football.
Aye, that's true.
Yeah.
Right, so, but like I say, it's sort of suit one club. You know what I mean?
There you go, love it. The debate will continue. We're into the winter break now. I want to talk about this because obviously the SPFL is still going on. Championship, League One, League Two, still continuing. Unfortunately, Falkirk got beat at the weekend there. That was a delightful performance.
Football is continuing everywhere, apart from one league. You know what I mean? Because of one club. It's embarrassing.
It's because of Sky. Be honest.
Sky want the showcase Scottish game to have a crowd or give it as much a chance as they want to have a crowd here. Don't they? That's what it is. You're right, it's Sky. But let's talk about Arbroath, right? Now, Dick Campbell,
what a story,
took over Arbroath in March 2016, right? They were second bottom of Scotland's fourth tier. 6 years on, two promotions, and now they are top of the Scottish Championship after beating Dunfermline there at the weekend.
And it's all down to Ricky Little.
It's all down to Ricky Little, right? Dick Campbell's getting a phone call from Alex Ferguson and all that to say congratulations. Can Arbroath get to the Premiership?
Yes.
I have got a feeling about this season. It's got Leicester written all over it, man.
It has, mate. I can see it happening.
See, if they can keep their players fit and keep going and avoid any of this COVID stuff, then there's no reason why not, because we're nearly halfway through the season and they're top of the league. You know what I mean? It's what an achievement. What an achievement. And I would love to see Arbroath in the Premier League.
Imagine Dick Campbell in the Premier League.
Imagine all the teams going to Gayfield.
I think they've still got a Gayfield. It's the only ground in the country where they have a boat outside the ground to get any balls to retrieve them from the sea. They used to have that. If a boat went, like a ball went into the sea, they'd have a wee boat there.
Imagine that, man. I'll get it.
Never mind that. Imagine they go out, leave the boat out there, the wee guy's got to swim out to get the ball.
But yeah, it's an incredible story. You know, Dick Campbell, obviously, what a job. He,
friend of the show.
Friend of the show, of course. He's had more...
Not friend of the Zoom, though.
No, he
couldn't work with Zoom, but no, he's what a guy he is, and I mean, you'd love to see that happen. You'd love to see that happen.
I would love it, man.
I think I would love to see him managing the Premier League. I would love to see it, but I think if he gets Arbroath up, he might retire.
Aye, he might, Chris. He might. I mean, he does. The thing is, he doesn't. He, you know, we interviewed him in here. He doesn't need the football. Dick has his own big business. He's in the recruitment and stuff like that. I mean, he makes. You know, he does it for the love of the game. You know, and you know, it would be brilliant. What an amazing story it'd be.
Tremendous.
Talking about managers, Sean Maloney started off well at Hibs as well. That's 2-2 as Hibs manager. A lot of Hibs supporters coming out and saying the way they're playing under him has been incredible.
Such an interesting appointment.
Yeah.
It really captures the imagination, I think.
It's an exciting one. It's different. It brings new eyes to Scottish football as well, because a lot of the Belgian fans will be checking to see how well he's done. And if he does do well, you know, there's a...
Is his first game after the break? No. Is it not Parkhead, isn't it?
I don't even know when the fucking break finishes or anything now, mate. I've lost all fucking sense of reality.
I think the first game after the break, we're at Pittodrie and Hibs go to Celtic Park.
Yeah, because then he's got the Hearts, the Edinburgh Derby as well on top of it. Do you think Hibs can finish third? I guess it all comes down to these next two games against Celtic and Hearts. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I think with him there, there's just, I don't know, even like when you watch sports scene and stuff, he's kind of, his analysis of a game and the way he talks, there's certain people you listen to and you go, this guy, he's got it. And you can just tell with Sean Maloney. I thought that about Neil McCann. It just, I don't know what happened. McCann put like the coachy stuff on, man. He just went nuts, didn't he? So I had to kill cunts and all that. Do you know what I mean? Like, fight with everybody.
It's not, by the way, it's only a fortnight ago you're tipping Neil McCann for Gio's fucking right hand man too.
Aye, but no, he's the main man, as a fucking manager. Aye, you know what I mean? Up. When he was the main man. But the way Sean Maloney talks, it doesn't really surprise me that he is. And obviously, he's worked under Martinez for Belgium for how many years now?
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty intelligent guy as well. I think he speaks a few languages and stuff like that. And he does come across as a student of the game when you listen to him talking, what you're saying there, Stephen.
Aye, definitely.
You know, and, you know, if he can get the players to buy into what he's doing with the club, Hibs have got a right good squad, you know what I mean? So there's no reason why they can't go on, maybe even better than you would expect them, you know? So they seem to be playing a really nice, free-flowing, kind of attacking football. And, you know, they've got the players there to do it. So it just kind of goes to show you that maybe Jack Ross wasn't suiting the system to his players. He was trying to fit the players to the system. And That's what ends up happening when you...
It is, and it's kind of infuriates me a wee bit when you see that, when you see managers, because I like the cut of Jack Ross's jib, man. I like the way he came across as a really nice guy, and then the same players come out and play that way, and you're going, it's the old classic, innit, where a manager comes in and things just change, but that's it, football, man.
That is football through and through. We'll see what happens with Hibs. Right, let's move on to the Daft Den boys. Here we go. Here are your daft stories of the week. Would you like to hear about the woman married a tree? Would you like to hear about a gang of cows causing chaos in Glasgow? Or would you like to hear about attempted revenge against a present thief? Gang of cows causing havoc in Glasgow. Right, now, this was a bunch of escaped cows that have been kicking about Crookston. Basically, children were scared to leave their homes in case they bumped into a cow. So locals reported they were running ramsack around Crookston, damaging gardens, shiting everywhere, wrecking outdoor Christmas decorations. They'd escaped from a kind of nearby farm into this residential area of Crookston, absolutely causing carnage. Woman told the Daily Record the beasts are basically terrorising the whole neighbourhood and their children scared to leave their house in case they bumped into a cow.
I see, that's what it used to be like living in Coat Bridge when you were a man.
Now, the question, exactly. It's the cows in Coat Bridge.
There's cows in every street in Coat Bridge.
Now, are you scared of any animals? Is part one of the question. Is there any animals that you're scared of?
Right. I need to bring Nicola in again, right? We've currently got a mouse in our garage, you know, right?
Right.
I swear to God, I'm waiting on the punchline after I say this next sentence, Toby, but right in there, I've never heard Nicola make noises like this in my life.
Yeah, I have, mate.
Aren't I in destiny?
So I'm still in doing the dishes, right? In the kitchen, she's wanting to, because of that time of year, not today, she's like, I'm going to go and organise the gas because we're getting it renovated soon, we're going to get it into some order. She goes in, honest to God, night, the screams. I was like, what? The Waynes come down the stair greeting. What's wrong with mummy? What's wrong with mummy? So what is it? There's a mouse in the garage. Right, so Nicola scared the mice. There we go. Right.
Was it the night before Christmas, perchance, that this happened?
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Oh, that's a shame. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Everything was quiet except Nicola screaming.
I used to have a pet mouse.
Did you?
So I've had that.
But an Omar will sell you.
Great catch it first, bro.
I'll be catched it tomorrow.
Am I scared of any animals? Are we talking about animals that you would come into contact with in Scotland? Because obviously.
Llamas.
Llamas?
Fucking hate them, man.
Why'd you hate llamas?
Nicola took his fucking llama trekking one day, me and Nicola and Waynes. Nicola and Leo loved it. Me and Leo fucking hate. They're disgusting beasts, man.
Stinky,
horrible.
Don't they?
They spit. Aye, they fucking hate. Fucking horrible. Hate them.
Well, I'm a wee bit fearing spiders, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Really?
Aye. I'm saying a wee bit. I'm absolutely petrified of spiders.
Do the catching then, Chris? Do you get your missus to do the catching?
Nah, mate, I've kind of manned up now and I'm able to catch them, but there was one in our kitchen in about...
Did you not send a photo in a group chat and it was fucking huge?
Aye, it was, honest to God, this thing had got a fucking fur coat out of Marks and Spencer's, know what I mean? One of the ones, a big, massive fucker, but see, when they're that size, I'm a bit fearing them, I'll be honest with you,
Right, secondary question to this is, right, with these cows terrorising Crookston, do you think you could take a cow on in a fight?
No. Mate, you've seen the size of me and Toll. Me and Toll would get fucking trampled on.
Remember, what we need to remember is, mate, see if you push them over, they can't get back up.
That's true, don't you? Is that a myth? I don't know if that's a myth, is it?
No, because there's an actual thing called cow tipping.
Right, so they can't get back up after you push them over.
I think, like, because they sleep standing up, so when you when you sneak into the field and tip them, they can't get back up because they're fucked, basically.
So the thing that the moral of the story here is, let them run riot in this wee place in Crookston and get them when about maybe 2 in the morning when they're sleeping standing up.
And when they're tired because they've been running about creating havoc all day.
Aye.
There we go, Crookston.
There you go.
I'll not even charge you for the advice, son.
There you go. You could be so Stephen Purden, Chris Toll say they could beat a cow in a fight. So there you go.
We need to wait till the cow's sleeping.
Well, we have to wait till the cow's sleeping.
That's how I went all my fights.
So there we go. That's a daft for this week. Later, we'll be asking everyone to join the Christmas party. All our patrons are going to hopefully jump on for a bit of a chat later on. The big question, we're going to do the Dafty Award this week as we hand out the daftest moment in Scottish football of 2021. We'll reveal last week's swankiest moment winner with Eldorado Tonic Wine, get you to vote on a new one. Grado's not here, but don't worry, I have three riddles for you and they're all Christmas themed, right?
Oh.
We'll do that later on. And teammates is an absolute belter, that Jamie Langfield, former Aberdeen Dundee and St Mirren keeper. He has some brilliant stories, and if you haven't heard, he played with Ravenelli, and if you haven't heard the story about Ravenelli in his flat, go back and listen in the archives.
Jamie, if you're listening, you still need to give Grado his leotard back.
And yeah, Jamie, if you are listening, give Grado his leotard back. So that's all to come on the show today.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Boys, for the last time this year, big shout out to our wonderful, amazing sponsors, G4 Claims. So remember, if you've been in a road traffic accident and you're not at fault, G4 Claims can make it easy for you. They can provide you with the complete accident management support you require. They'll recover their costs from the at-fault party, sort you out with a like-for-like vehicle replacement. They'll also organise your vehicle to be repaired at one of their approved body shops and return to you. Should your vehicle be deemed a write-off, they will recover the pre-accident value of your car and write you a big, fat check for it. And best of all, it won't cost you a penny as they charge the at-fault insurance direct. G4 Claims don't cold call, they don't buy data, and once they have processed your claim, your insurance will remain unscathed. And the best thing is, Nicole and the team over there won't take on your case if they don't think they can help. So, if you've been in a road traffic accident or know someone that has, get on to G4 Claims on 01698 767 172. That's 01698 767 172. Get them at notatfaultclaim.com or find them on social media at G4 Claims Limited. G4 Claims. Not at Fault Claims.
Maybe.
Right, guys, we normally do the open line at this point in the show, but as it's Christmas time, we thought we'll just let everybody in. Well, we've got an empty. We'll get everyone on. We've got the party food on the go. Stephen, have you got the tunes ready to go?
But I ain't totally right here, my tunes.
Right, okay.
Hey, listen, we can all be happy. Stick Simply the Best on.
Go like Simply the Best, right? So let's have the Football Daft Christmas party. And there's plenty of people arriving at the door as we speak. In fact, is that a knocker here? Oh, look who's entering. It's Ryan, it's our editor.
Hey!
And Celtic Daft presenter Ryan Gallagher, who's just entered the room. Hi, Ryan, welcome to the party.
All right, boys.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party tonight.
Have you brought?
What jerseys are you wearing there, Ryan?
That's that United against.
Aye, that's suicide.
Do you know what? That's two people that have wore that on, and I've thought that's a nice jersey. I probably need to get myself one of them, to be honest with you.
How are you, Ryan, my man?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
Good, mate.
Have you brought to the party, Ryan?
I've brought. Shit, with a Toblerone.
Good.
Selection boxes coming out my arse.
Okay, fantastic. Any alcohol with you?
Chocolate coins. There's a bottle of gin kicking about here somewhere, mate.
Good. Glad to get the party started on the way. Yeah, there's somebody else at the door. Hold on. Oh, my God. I can't believe
Ryan, how did you not see this person when you were standing at the door?
I know.
Must have just showed up, mate.
Should we get ready for the famous chant?
I think we're going to have to get the chant out.
Oh, oh yeah, beauty. God. Hello.
Not that one.
It's not Boshy, man.
It's Kev the Chef, everyone.
Hey, Kev the Chef.
Kev
the
Chef.
Kev the Chef.
Kev
the Chef.
Kev
the Chef.
Kev
the Chef.
This must be like a monumental part of Football Daft. Must be the first time I'm the only Rangers fan on the show.
Get up, you're in.
Kev, that's not very festive.
I'm not going to lie to these lads. I've always thought Ryan and Kev are Chef were the same guy because I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
Kev,
what have you brought to the party? You got anything with you?
Just I'll be on, mate. Just hey,
give me
dog.
2 minutes. I'm going to get something. Fuck it. Hold
right,
on.
Hey, right.
Here, lads. Talk amongst yourselves.
Aye, I'll be back in a minute as well.
Kev the Chef and Ryan, we've been talking about a couple of things on the show. We want to talk about the daftest moment in Scottish football. The clear winner was Celtic's trip to Dubai in 2021. Obviously, you boys might disagree with that. What have you got for the daftest moment in 2021?
I mean, to be fair, you can't disagree with that, but also, how the fuck was that this year?
I know. It's hard to think.
Jesus.
Hard to think. Kev, you got anything you'd like to nominate for the daftest moment of Scottish football in 2021? A couple of hot favourites. My personal favourite was Bobby Bullock getting sacked for going for a jobby while doing the Hamilton commentary. Anything else you'd like to nominate, boys?
Nah, mate, as Ryan says, I don't think anybody can disagree with the whole Celtic and Dubai debacle, man. That was fucking horrendous. Yeah. I was taking the wavelength that Lennon was on. No, I mean, that was...
My fucking keg's empty.
Oh, no, and Stephen's come back empty.
For anybody that can guess what I've got...
A big mug of juice.
I bought a Coke, aye.
What have I got, John?
Limeade. What's he got there? Oh, yes!
Two. You're going to get cancelled by the end of this Christmas party.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Right, okay. Oh, there's somebody else at the door, boys. Hold on. Oh, I don't know who this is. It's Craig Brookfield.
All right, Craig. How you doing, my man?
How you doing, Craig?
Welcome to the party. How are you?
No bad. Yourselves?
All good, mate. All good.
Who just supports Rangers, Craig?
I've been Rangers Daft a couple of times.
Gee, there you go. So welcome to the party. We're talking about the daftest moment of Scottish football in 2021, Craig. Our winner was the Celtic trip to Dubai Any other nominations you'd like to put forward?
No, I think we've got an outstanding winner there.
John, I was going to put myself forward for winching the horn clean after Neil Lennon.
That's a good shout, actually.
That's up there.
By the way, he kissed the horn that done the air quotes.
He did kiss a... just to fill you in on the football daft night out during the summer... before Stephen Purden rage quit the night and walked away in a huff, which I should put that out for a nomination.
That should be up there, isn't
it? It really should be.
We bumped into Neil Lennon in the West End. You know, Grado was giving it all love. Oh, he's like my old pal Neil Lennon and all that. Stephen just walked past him, was like totally.
Yeah, I said hello.
You said hello, Ryan was quite steaming and decided to bow at his feet and kiss his hand like the Pope.
And then after that, I slagged Grado a wee bit. He started getting the fear because he put it on his Instagram.
It was in the papers.
We had a big fight, and while Grado's screaming along Glassford Street, yeah, wanker, there's people going, all right, mate, I love the podcast. And Grado turned around to these three randomers and goes, we've all fell out.
I think also go back to the football daft Chris night out as well. We were sat next to two listeners to the podcast who bought us
kindly bought us a round of drinks
until they realised how much the round of drinks cost and said, oh, I didn't realise how much that cost, John. I end up having to cover the fucking bill.
To be fair,
walked out the building. Ryan was
there. I walked out the building, and one of the guys who was there was a surveyor from Altus that I was serving.
That's right. And he turned up the next day. How was your night at the weekend?
But I went, do I know you from somewhere?
I know. Oh, there's another knock at the door, boys.
I don't know who this is.
Someone called Rohan Ja.
That's a cool name, man.
Rohan Ja. Yeah, he's not connecting to audio, so we'll just. Oh, Rohan, you're not working here, pal. Never mind. Poor Rohan. Hey, anyway, let's continue the party. Let the party music's going to go here, boys. Let's talk about Scottish football a bit.
I've got one.
What?
Why don't we do the three riddles on the party and everybody can take part?
There's somebody else at the door. It's Doogie McDade who's just
Diggles,
coming
big Diggles.
Well, here comes Big Doogie entering the party. Let's talk about Scottish football while Doogie joins the party. Who do you think's been the best player of 2021 in Scottish football?
Kyogo.
What's the best player of 2021? Kyogo's Chris. Now it's a 2021 at home, like, so Kyogo's only been here 6 months though, Chris.
Aye.
Less than 6 months. So he's still the best.
They were all shite for the 6 months before that, though, so they don't really count.
Right. Stephen, who are you going for?
If I'm hanging towards the end, like, if you're talking like January.
January through December, aye. Right. So
yeah, Ryan Kent's got to be mentioned.
Right, Ryan Kent.
Ryan Kent. Stephen Davis was playing out his fucking skin. Kyogo has got to be mentioned. So is Jota.
Does Martin Boyle come into the conversation?
Well, for one good game?
Oh, Martin Boyle's had a great 2021.
I would say no.
Right, okay.
Because their teams...
Yeah, I've got one for you. Tony Watt.
Friend of the show.
He's a very... obviously just got his move to Dundee United.
Big Suitors had a good season this season as well.
I'm going to say Tony Ralston just for the complete turnaround.
Tony Ralston,
best player in Scottish football, but again, mate, just for the total turnaround.
Craig Gordon?
That's a decent shout and all, to be fair.
What about Porteous just for being colourful?
Stevie, player of the year, Porteous isn't that sort of guy.
Stephen's left an obvious one, Joe Aribo.
Aribo, I was getting there, mate. I was going to get there. That was going to be my last one.
Tell me this one. Why do you not sing? And I want, and I need, and I know, Aribo.
my mate was singing Man No Ago, man. What was it now?
Kids and grown-ups love him so.
Aye! That's it, the happy world of Aribo.
Right, so best player, a couple of nominations in there. What about the worst player? Is Shane Duffy going to run away with this?
Oh, aye.
Is it?
Well, apart from all the Falkirk players,
I would also throw in. I would throw in Barkas.
Barkas is a good shout.
I would throw in Laxalt.
Laxalt, aye.
Laxalt, I wouldn't put Laxalt in that.
Awful, man. Lax, he wasn't the worst player.
If you're going by what you know he can do and what he actually done the first half of the year, Ryan Christie's in the shout.
Mate, really you just is. Detest that guy, man.
Yeah, you're right, but Stevie, you're right, absolutely. God, fuck that guy, man.
What about who else could have been there, worst player? I would fucking, what'd you call him that we signed for 5 minutes as well, was rotten. South African boy. Zungu.
That was Grado's favourite player for a while.
Aye. When we beat Hamilton like 7-0 at Ibrox and Zungu came off the bench, he was a fucking world beater, man.
See, that first 20 minutes, I know that he's going to go on to be a great player for us. Good shout, Grado.
Listen, we're talking about Shane Duffy. He scored 2 in 2 games for us. He thought he was going to be a fucking world beater.
That's right.
Aye.
First two games
I mean?
He scored, that's right.
I remember Toll was giving it big
licks
after his first few games for Celtic.
He was a Celtic
fan, wasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
There you go. Thanks for defending me there, Kev. I'm sorry about shooting
at
you there a minute.
So that's a couple of nominations for worst player. Best manager, I'm going to put Dick Campbell in there.
Aye, for me it's Dick Campbell. In fact, the second half of the year, St Johnstone have been absolutely.
Callum Davidson's got to be in with a shout. 2 cups in a year.
I was going to say Callum Davidson, to be fair. I think he's had a shite season this season so far, but last season you need to take that after the game.
Got to have a look at the Hearts manager as well, which is fucking
Robbie Nielsen.
What about Alexander at Murrayfield for this season?
I suppose they've been doing well as well, haven't they?
How about the guy who won the league last year, man, and get the undefeated in the domestic campaign?
He's no longer involved in Scottish football.
Didn't he lose a game all season in the league? Did he even get a mention, no?
Well, go on, say his name. All right, okay, I thought you, well done. I didn't think you could be able to say that name.
I was trying to be sarcastic because everybody just forgot his name. I was mentioning everybody apart from the guy who went a full calendar year in the league without a defeat and won the league.
Does that beat
Callum? He left the team top of the league as well. It's not like he got sacked or anything.
Exactly.
He abandoned the team when they were at the top of the league.
Is that better than Callum Davidson's achievement of getting two trophies with St Johnstone?
Yes. I've had this argument a million times, John. John, we know you're a closet Celtic fan and you hate possession.
Oh my God,
we know it, right? We all know it. You hate Rangers, John, we know it, right? But yes, it does, because to go against a team who fucking had their greatest transfer window ever, according to their social media team. Spent fortunes. And Gerrard went that full league campaign with the pressure that was on his back that year to stop the 10 and not lose a game all season. Yes, it does.
Didn't he play against any cunt low judges? They
did more points this time last year. What he's got this year?
I know, but the difference in that is the transformation that we went through.
Right. And what about the transformation we went through when Gerrard came in?
Mate, taking that out of the Celtic thing, if you compare Gerrard's achievement to Callum Davidson, both of them are brilliant. But I think what Callum Davidson's working with is more impressive. I think Rangers are going to be either first or second in the league regardless. So to win the league was great achievement, done what they had to do. But
his point is winning the league undefeated.
That's just a great achievement. It's not like a phenomenal achievement.
Of course, it's a brilliant achievement. It's a brilliant achievement, mate. It's phenomenal.
Cheers, mate.
Tremendous, mate. I'm going to
cut that bit out, Ryan. If you're talking about, like Kev's saying there, right, the transformation Celtic have went through, right, fair enough, right, he's still 6 points behind us, he's still having to go as many points he's had this time last season, right? But if you're talking about transformations, Rangers, where Rangers were when Gerrard came in, to within 3 years to go a full league campaign undefeated and fucking have yous chasing your team down the fucking street, coming out the stadiums and all that. That's a transformation.
Aye, but also you go for us last year, already having won a cup this season.
Aye.
And it's, you know, what Ryan's, what Kev's saying is the transformation that you couldn't have seen that Celtic team winning a trophy last
could
year.
Could you have seen Gerrard within 3 years winning the league and going undefeated in a full league campaign?
No, but that's over 3 years. This has been over four months.
Within 3 years, aye. You know, if you told me it was going to happen within 3 years.
Right, so if I told you before lockdown, when we fucking get put at the Cup of Hearts, if I told you, see, next year, we're going to go to full league campaign undefeated, you would have believed that?
Steven, it's Rangers. You can never count that out. You actually can't count that out. Rangers.
For you sitting there, right, if I were at to you that night, Hearts beat us at Tynecastle, after this fucking lockdown, after you've got Hondied your title through fucking Zoom, if I told you, see, when we come back next season, we're going to win the league and no lose a game all season, you'd have been, aye, maybe there's a good chance of that happening.
Well, aye, because we can compare it. Look where we were with Dyla. Well, look where we were with Dyla. Dyla fucked off, Rodgers came in, invincible treble. I wouldn't have thought we had done invincible treble.
Rodgers had a very fucking bigger CV than Gerrard.
Hold on, boys. A knock at the door. It's a guy called Alan Morrison.
What is the fucking police for us?
He's away. He's chapped door. He's done a chapped door run there. So you know.
I see what these guys coming to the party and fucking off after 2 seconds.
They've all seen that Kevin Chef's here.
That's it. Got security here. Listen, I don't think it's any party without a party game, boys. So how do you fancy, since we've got a whole bunch of people in the room, how do you fancy a game of Grado's Riddles?
Love it.
I'm up for it.
You're going to have to dance along to the song. So if he's ready, let's play a round of Grado's Three Riddles. Get changed. This feature's name is getting changed to John C. Riddles because he's been fucking away.
John's had a beer.
I have to constantly write these things, right? So basically, it's the point of the show. We get your minds working with three riddles of footballers involved with Scottish football. Might not even be footballers, just someone involved with Scottish football. So play along wherever you are right now. We all know we're in that kind of period between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We don't know what's happening, so you're bored, so you want a wee game to play. You can play this with all your friends at your New Year's party this year, right? So, before we start this week's riddles...
Hold on, everybody. Wait till I go and get the riddles for Football Daft just before the bells.
Exactly. That'd be a great game to play around. You know, you can say, oh, what about this one? You go back in the archives, listen to them all, and you can write them all down and have a fun... at your New Year's party with us. Right, so last week, before we get into this week's, we threw out a riddle for the listeners. See if any of you can give me the answer to this one. Penis makes flower. Who was that?
Dick Baker.
It wasn't Dick Baker, no. Because were you not on the show when we did
Dick
this?
Dick Campbell?
No. Penis makes flower.
I know what it is. I'm just not getting the answer.
Willie Miller is the correct answer, Craig. Well done. First in with the correct answer on it was at Utterbox on Twitter, which was Dean. He goes onto the leaderboard. So the current leaderboard stands as follows. Chris is on 23, I'm on 17, Stephen's on 11, Nicola Purden is on 2, Ryan's got 1, Jack's got 1, Ian's got 1, Ryan Dunbar's got 1, John Mitchell's got 1, Albert Sledge's got 1, Declan Ramage's got 1, Pallet Prick's got 1, Ali McDonald's got 1, and Dean has 1 now.
Tony, what was
that?
Sorry, I'm talking to
Nicola
saying how the fuck
she... Oh, is Nicola here so she can join in the party and get involved with this, right?
She's still sitting there. There she's there.
There she goes. Nicola's still here. Oh, hold on.
Has she not moved for last week, no?
There's a chap at the door and someone's entering the party now. Well, Alan Morrison's just in time for the party games, so he's just coming in.
Oh, look at Alan Morrison's moody picture there, man.
There you go, pal. Listen, you've just joined the party in time for the party games. We're doing the riddles, Alan, so you can join in this if you want.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Right, brilliant. Okay, listen, there's a theme this week though, boys. As it's Christmas special, it's a Football Daft Christmas party. I have made them all Christmas related, okay?
Ooh.
Right, so you've got first one in with the answer gets a point. Okay, here we go. So first one, you's ready?
Yes.
Yep. Alan, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Right, here we go. First riddle is this. This carol, Christmas carol is shooting animals. This Christmas carol is shooting animals.
No hunt.
Chris Toll, well done. One.
I really
no help.
Cut that out.
Christmas carol shooting animals, obviously self-explanatory. Right, next one out. Boxing Father Christmas enjoys boat trip. Boxing Father Christmas enjoys boat trip.
Ulysses de la Cruz.
No.
Evander Snow.
No.
Dick Campbell.
Right, John, give us a clue again, mate.
Boxing Father Christmas enjoys boat trip.
Oh. For fuck, I know.
I shouldn't say at this point, it has nothing to do with Scottish football.
I know. It's Rocky Santa Cruz.
Rocky Santa Cruz is the correct answer. Well done.
Fucking hell, man.
2 points to Toll. He's flying on these today, boys. That's 25 points. Toll's now on it. Bloody hell. Right, final.
You should have been allowed to do another answer after that. Too many. Get too many points.
Right. Final one. Here we go, boys. Spanish John's drug lord delivers shepherd's message. Spanish John's drug lord delivers shepherd's message. Everyone's thinking here.
What was it? Right, I know I got the Spanish John, but what's the rest of the clue?
Spanish John's drug lord delivers shepherd's message.
Drug lord.
Chris, you're chewing your cap.
Juan Pablo Angel.
And Pablo Angel is spot on. Well done, mate.
I couldn't
well
get a shepherd, man.
Well done. What a queen sweep for Crystal.
Puts well played, Crystal. Well played.
Unassailable lead, 26 points for Crystal.
Beautiful. Here's one
for everyone. Don't jump in this one, boys, if you do know the answer. It's a non-Christmas one because by the time we record the next show, we'll be out of Christmas. So this one's for everyone out there. Tweet us your answers at Football Daft Pod. If you know the answer to this riddle, Herb is near the jack. Herb is near the jack.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Hey folks, this episode is brought to you by our favourite producers of ball trimmers, Manscaped. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming are leaving 2021 with a new product. Clean yourself into the new year with their ultra-premium body wash. Also, special offer alert. Use the code DAFT for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. 4 million men already trust Manscaped. It's time for you to join them. Let's be honest, 4 million men can't be wrong. So get your boys in order. 2022 is on its way, and the last thing you want to be is a guy with pubes getting in your way, making this year your best year yet. 2021 sucked, and that's why Manscaped is making a splash and upping your grooming game. Their signature lawnmower 4.0 is here to take down every pube in its path. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality, and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It's even waterproof. So, if you like to shave your buzz in the bath, batter in, it's waterproof. This tool's amazing. I'm confident using the 4.0 to leave 2021 in my gross pubes with it. You know what else I'm confident about? Smelling like $1 million. You may be asking how, and I'm happy that you did, because I use Manscaped Refined Cologne with the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, a great complement to your collection. And I tell you what, it smells tremendous. It really does. It's like the ball toner and everything like that. It's the smell of it's actually really, really nice. You know, you get that kind of chemical-y smell off you sometimes, not that stuff. It's brilliant.
Oh, I love the smell. It's amazing.
It really is. So let's talk about being clean, feeling and smelling good. The new Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped solves all three of those problems for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine. But in the shower, I shower every day, and I hope that you do too. This body wash is infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice and moisturised. With Manscaped, you'll be a brand new man and ready to kick all the gross hair and smells out with 2021. So use the code DAFT for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code DAFT. Happy New Year to you and your balls.
Hit the awards music, gentlemen. It is time for the Football Dafties as we look back at the Scottish football in 2021 and look for the daftest moment. Plenty of nominations from Scottish football, that's for sure. Thanks for all the nominations on Twitter for this. Gents, what would you like to put forward for the daftest moment in Scottish football from 2021?
Sharks.
Sharks. Now, you're referring to the Sharks being... I think this was round about... Was it March, April last year when...
Aye, it was kind of...
The meltdown and barriers that looked like Sharks.
When their management and...
You do need to say, though, what a set of balls on Neil Lennon. See, if somebody turned up at my work and flung a shark at me, I probably would never back. You know what I mean?
It was obviously like when... The challenge from Rangers was coming and the fans could take no more. The players.
I've got very little memory of any of this, to be frank.
Oh, I remember it all, mate. I can remember it all. It was obviously the management and the players leaving Celtic Park and getting sharks hurled at them and whatnot. And it was...
I've got some bad news. Stephen. November 2020.
I fucking told you. I knew it. Thank you, by the way. I'll tell you what.
2020.
To be fair, see if you're a player sitting in that bus, you shite yourself. It was that scary. Ryan fucking Christie moved down to Bournemouth, where ironically he's going to be closer to Sharks.
Right, do you know what? I'll go with him. I'll change my tune. I'll go to the Ojo player getting sent off.
Oh, you're a fucking
That was Ojo getting sent off at Dundee United into the crowd. Chris, you were going to go for that one. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
I'll go for the manager of the most successful team in Scottish football leaving for a third-rate English Premier League.
That was this year, but that wasn't it.
What do you mean? Callum Davidson hasn't left St Johnstone.
This is true.
Now, we're doing well here, aren't we?
That was 2021.
I know.
Thank fuck.
There you go. So they're your daft moments.
What's yours?
I am going to put it forward to the remember your man from Hamilton had to go and do. We had him on the podcast.
Had to go and do a jobby.
He had to go and do a jobby.
Oh, he was brilliant.
During the Hamilton, who were they playing?
John, was that 2021?
That was 2020. That was February. Bobby Bullock. Who we had on the show, he went for a half-time jobby and declared it on the commentary, and they got the sack for declaring he was going for a jobby. So Bobby Bullock is my daft nomination.
Can I throw another one in?
Yeah.
Celtic's pursuit of Eddie Howe.
By the way,
that's fucking up there, man. Going without a manager for like fucking 455 months. And then the guy turning around going like, "Acting, nah, mate, you're all right."
There was actually word that he was meant to replace Jock Steen. That's how long we were after him.
I'll let Toll have his sending half back because I stole
right,
that.
Okay,
half
right, right.
And so I'll go with the pursuit of how.
Right, okay, let me run through some other options, boys, and we'll see if we can work out by the end of this what is the daftest moment from Scottish right. football. Andrew kicks us off with Shane Duffy braiding Laxalt's hair in Dubai, miles behind during a pandemic, and they thought a piss up in hairdressing class would be a good idea.
Was that 2021?
That was right at the start of 2021.
Yeah. Oh, man, I might take that one or not.
Right, Stu C says Neil Lennon's air quote meltdown. off the back of the Dubai trip.
I was like when we were pointing down for your man being still on the show.
So that is getting the nomination from Stu there, and that seems to be quite a popular one here. Sean says Porteous making an absolute fanny of himself has been good.
By the way, what did I say before we started? That's what I was going to choose because. Oh my God, that guy! What?
Ryan Porteous, the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh,
he had this moment in the sun after the semi final. Had his moment in the sun, but it's all went a bit fucking tits up from
there. That's why you never open your fucking mouth.
Exactly.
He's fucking shout at FIFA, no?
And Stephen beat him at FIFA. So there you go. Was that this year? That was this year. Was that? Was that year before?
No, that was last year.
It was the esports tournament. I think that was actually in 2020, mate.
I think that was during the
The pandemic, can I believe how long it feels like it's been going for, but I think that was 2020.
Right,
he was beating me 1-0 and I scored 2 goals in the last 5 minutes.
There you go. So 1-0 Stephen Purden there against Ryan Porteous.
Well, it was 2-1.
Well, it was 2-1. But
he must be listening to a fucking word you were saying there.
I know, man.
Boogie is nominated Livingston's tweet to Ewan Cameron.
Oh, that was good.
When Ewan wrote, this tweet has got more likes than they have fans, and Livingston tweeted back, and more likes than you have listeners.
Tell you what, he's picking the wrong fight there. David Martindale can make him disappear.
That's very true. Friend of the show. Will from Falkirk FC says, surely Falkirk have about 6 out of 10 classic moments. Yes, I would thoroughly agree with that. I think.
And 6 in a mock game in the one game.
Yeah. statement, not a question.
John, I'm surprised you didn't go with statement, not a question.
And fucking it against, like, being so many points a clear and then fucking it. It's just, don't get me started.
I remember, like, I don't know, like John used to constantly going about his wee fucking Zoom meetings with his pals and all that.
Watching the game.
For the game.
He's not heard much of him, have you?
No, he doesn't even know who his fucking team's playing at the weekend. You know what I mean?
That's right. He flung his fucking laptop away.
Who's playing this weekend, John?
We've got this weekend, we have got Dumbarton.
Oh, that's a biggie. Mm-hmm. There's 4 points between you and who, isn't there?
Yep.
Oof, good knowledge, Stevie.
So there we go.
I was looking up this morning before I was tweeting to him because I'm always curious, man, because they're in the relegation playoff spot, Dumbarton, and they're 4 points behind Falkirk.
Imagine Falkirk went down.
Oh,
and it was only about, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I said, you could be fucking hitting relegation soon. And John's like, we're not going to be hitting relegation. Come on, don't be silly.
John, yeah. I tell you what, I look forward to the days at Clifton Hill where I can shout over to you.
Right, continue. We'll move on from Falkirk. Continue with the nominations. Ian would say it would have to be on the second day of 2021, just after Rangers had beaten Celtic in the Old Firm derby to go 10 points clear, and Celtic thought it'd be okay to jet off to Dubai during a global pandemic, and we all know how that ended. Ian would like to nominate that. So there you go. Dubai's.
That's another one, though. That's another one. Beating Celtic without even having a shot on target.
That's right, for fuck's
sake. That's right, that is a daft mo. I can't do
that. That beauty, man.
What a ready we were last year, weren't we, man? Constant ready.
You said more points but than this time last year.
Aye, but that's just sexy football.
Sexy football.
Right, next one up. This is a controversial one. John says stadium's being safe to enter on December 22nd, but not on the 26th. Science, eh? We won't go there. Blake says, who will? This is from the Israeli FA, who tweeted, who will join Scotland in the Israeli Group of Nations League? So, good battle from the series. And final nomination for the daftest moment of Scottish football, 2021. Andrew says, Shane Duffy nearly soiled myself every time he tried to win a tackle.
Fuck off, Andrew.
Well played, Andrew.
He's playing well for Brighton now as well, Chris. There you go. Right, so what are we going for, boys? We've heard some of the nominations there.
I think it's got to be the fucking jetting off to Dubai during the global pandemic.
Are we going for that, or are we going for the air quote meltdown from Neil Lennon? I quite like that.
I kind of made me fish myself, but I'm hoping, I'm hoping in the new year when we're getting guests on that we might somehow be able to get Neil Lennon on. So I don't want to give him the slag end of the year. I would go for it's got to be, hasn't it? It's got to be the Dubai trip. That was
the Dubai trip.
When you think about it, it was the daftest moment of the year.
Yeah, it'd be that picture of Scott Brown and Neil Lennon having a beer.
Walking with their arm around each other down the fucking waterfront and all that. No, I mean, it was like an episode of fucking Sons and Daughters.
Sons and Daughters.
Right, okay, and so gone. Celtic's trip to Dubai is the daftest moment in Scottish football from 2021. There you have it. I'm sure there'll be plenty more in 2022.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
It is time for El Dorado's swanky moment of the week, and we've got a party hanger on. Or Ryan stayed about. He's like one of these people that always just overstay their welcome at the party.
You go and put your jammies on and come in, and it's like a wee hint.
Still sitting there steaming with a bottle of El Dorado in their hand.
Listen, John, I'm fucking leaving, all right?
Remember, if you do El Dorado, it is swanky taste. It's easy to drink, it's short, fruity, and finished with a trace of caffeine. Available at your local convenience store. Follow them now, Facebook, Instagram, El Dorado Tonic Wine, or check them out, eldoradotonicwine.com. And we celebrate the taste of El Dorado's swankiness every week by picking out our swanky moments from Scottish football. And we get you to vote at Twitter or Football Daft Pod. The results are in from last week. And I'll tell you, this is our tightest vote yet. In last place, it was Grado's choice of Sergio Aguero's retirement with 18.6%, and that was with help from Key and Toe on that one as well.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
How's that last?
The kid has not got the vote on that one. I can't. Grado tried to get the win with bringing in Key to, you know, get that kind of sympathy vote, and he's failed miserably, unfortunately. The Champions League draw cock up as nominated by Chris. 24.5% got that. Regan Chapman was our listener nomination last week. Now, cast your mind back, this is from the Sydenham team sheet. Remember, it's spelled out SRFC or shit on the team sheet.
That's right.
When we were up against Streatham Rovers, that only got 26.5%. So winning, it was my good self. With Stennis Spears' Twitter tweet that sent out saying they had been drawn against Real Madrid in the Champions League after the cock-up on that. So I am the winner. I am going to celebrate my victory, and I get first choice for my swanky nomination of the week. Here we go. I am going to put out this tweet that I thought was really good. Obviously, Celtic drew against St Mirren just last week when St Mirren were COVID hit, had to send out a whole bunch of youth players. And this tweet really made me smile. A guy called Adam tweeted out, "Rogic was booked tonight for telling one of St Mirren players Santa isn't real."
I've seen that.
So that is my nomination. Rogic was booked for telling one of the St Mirren players Santa wasn't real. And that is my nomination.
Funny.
Swanky moment of the week. Stephen, have you got one?
Greg Stewart's free kick.
Greg Stewart.
Oh, wow. What a fucking goal, man.
Aye. I know it's no Scottish football, but there's a connection, obviously. He's played in Scottish football. So I'm putting that down there because I'll be honest, I didn't think Greg had that in his locker.
I don't know any footballer that's got that in the locker.
I know, mate. I know. It was a peach, man.
Have you seen it, John?
I've not seen it. No.
Where have you been, John? Man.
I will check that out. As
where have you been, John?
You nominate your swanky moment, Chris. Well, I check this out.
Right, I don't know if my swanky moment is essentially a swanky moment of this week, but we've not had a show since the cup final, so I want to nominate Celtic shutting the Hibs fans up after 13 seconds with the equaliser at Hampden. Especially the videos. Have you seen the videos where it's like the countdown clock and all that? Brilliant.
Mate, I want to know is who releases that video? Like, what Hibs fan releases that video, man?
Do you know
like,
where it shows you views and likes are more important than because see, if that was me, I'd have deleted that video straight away.
Oh, mate, my phone would get fucking lobbed.
Definitely. It kind of sums up a lot of football, modern day football now, doesn't it? It is.
Aye.
They're bang on to. People are more interested in getting fucking likes and retweets and shit like that, man. Like, Matt, like Ryan says, my phone would have been fucking launched.
In saying
man.
That, there was one a few years back when Celtic scored right, I think it was Marc-Antoine Fortuny scored against Rangers right after Kenny Miller had scored. And one of the Rangers fans, they were all singing, "Come on over to my place." And the guy's videoing it, and Celtic scored to make it 2-1. And that made it online and all, which blows my mind.
Aye.
The fact that it was a Rangers fan, do you know what I mean? But you're right, Stevie. It just indicates exactly what football's becoming.
Yeah. Right, so that's your nomination. Chris, have you, Ryan, have you got one?
I've got one, mate. Sitting in the pub on Boxing Day, watching the football. Kyogo goes down injured again. I think, oh, here we go. Who are we going to put on? Up steps Joey Dawson making his Celtic debut. Turns out he's related to Michael Dawson.
I didn't realise that double contest.
Really?
Hi, mate. It's his nephew. It's Andy nephew, Dawson's boy.
What?
Andy Dawson's boy. So he came on and he was mince. He was absolutely mince. So this probably isn't very swanky, but I've got a good line to call it. It's just going to be called Dawson's Keek.
We only went for that just for the fun.
That is fucking brilliant, mate. That's the best one this year.
That could be the winner this week.
Boston's key.
Right, this week's listener nomination comes from Simon, and this is going back a couple of weeks. But Simon liked to nominate the fact that Tommy Wright got the sack because of the fog.
I've seen a few people saying that. That was that fucking thing, that was brilliant.
Tommy Wright got the sack from Kilmarnock after the game was called off and they were getting beaten anyway. But yeah, Tommy Wright getting the sack because of the fog is that comes from Simon, and that's his nomination for this week. So there are your choices for the El Dorado Swanky Moment of the Week. Right, my nomination is St Mirren thinks Santa is real.
My nomination is Stuart's Stoter.
My nomination is boo.
My nomination is Dawson's Geek.
There you go. Get voting them now at Football Daft Pod. We'll reveal who has this El Dorado Swanky Moment in the next podcast. And remember, El Dorado Tonic Wine, Scotland's own. Now Football Daft, don't you know?
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Remember, you can now get more content from Football Daft via our Patreon service. And if you don't know what Patreon is, basically you'll go on there, you'll log on, you'll select a tier, you pay us money. We provide more content for that money. That is how the system works. You'll get content such as teammates or former guests will do a section where we ask them questions such as, who is the worst dressed? Who is the... No, we didn't ask who's the most skillful you played with. We can avoid who's the longest in the shower, but there's lots of good questions. We basically ripped it off a sock.
Top shagger, not that.
Aye, top shagger. Video version of this show you'll get on there. You'll get to see our fantastic Christmas party from this week. You'll get outtakes from the show. There's plenty this week, trust me. Free T-shirt if you sign up for 3 months. And you'll get the chance to be a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft. They'll be back the new year. So if you fancy any of that, hit us up, patreon.com/footballdaft. That's patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft, all one word, and get involved as we'd love to welcome you onto the team. And talking of our teammates, an absolute belter, we had Jamie Langfield was on at the start of the year. We caught up with him about all sorts of stuff, but he did a fantastic teammate. So here he is with his teammates.
Worst dressed.
Mark Reynolds.
He's been on the show.
He's actually been mentioned a few times.
Absolutely horrendous. Honestly, Hank has missus bought him absolutely everything out of the Knicks catalogue. He was. I think he still wears bootcut jeans to this day.
Somebody said that about him.
He's honestly, the gear he wore was nothing short of a disgrace. He obviously, David Goodwillie as well, he was a tracksuit king. He good, he always had the tracksuits on every day. Grey jogging bottoms, grey jogging top. But nah, Mark Reynolds, hands down, wins it. Hands down.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
He did get that a lot, but he is one of your best guests, isn't he, man? He was brilliant.
I loved him.
He's a great lad. He never shuts up, by the way. Never shuts up.
It was Niall McGinn mentioned him as the worst dressed and all.
That's right. Paul. So he did. That's right. He did. But yeah, I
don't think you'd get many that disagree with you.
Moniest.
Moniest. Oh, that's got to go between Willow Flood and Barry Robson.
That's the two that McGinn's
saying. Honestly, the two of them were like Jack and Victor. Honestly, the two of them, every single day, they would just bounce off each other. Just moan for fun. But I'd probably say the worst was probably Willow. Baz had a bit of banter about him, but Willow would just go that wee step far and it would just crack up and you'd just see the red mist coming. So definitely Willow was probably the angriest and moodiest I've ever played with.
I think we need to try and get A2 on the show together as a laugh.
Oh,
by the way, I don't know if I want them on. They sound like
Honestly, no got to lie, he's winning a word in edgewise if you get A2 on. The two of them are honestly a double act. Seriously, a double act, but they're great lads. Great lads.
Excellent.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Probably Lee Wilkie.
Aye.
Big streaky. He was a big unit of a lad. Probably as well, the new, I'd probably go John Abika.
Aye, big boy plays up front.
Aye, he's massive. He's a nice down air kind of guy you can get, but I think if he's got that switch with the physique he's got, I think he'd completely not get clean up. So I'd probably go Lee Wilkie or John Abika for my two.
Brilliant.
With a goalie come in and replace me at Aberdeen, David Gonzalez. No, for fuck's sake, not him. No, David Gonzalez. I don't know if you ever remember him. He came from Man City.
He sounds handsome.
We speedy.
I swear to God, he'd everything shaved and all that. He was like pristine hair. He just looked, and he was like the type of guy that went into a nightclub.
Aye.
He wouldn't bother his ass with the lassies, and every lassie would just swarm run about him. Honestly, it was unbelievable. And I always remember big Josh McGinnis used to say to him every day, "Can I wash you in the shower? You look so good." And he used to ask him every day, "Come on, dude, just let me wash you. You look so good. You smell so good.
Can I wash you in the shower?"
Brilliant. So I'm definitely big Gonzo. He was a good looking. He was Colombian as well. He had that dark, sallowed skin, looked constantly tanned. I definitely go for the big one.
Teacher's pet.
Oh, favourites. Oh, here we go. Johnny Hayes with Derek McKinnon.
Niall McGinn said that.
Johnny Hayes. You've
been on the phone to McGinn, by the way, before.
No. Johnny Hayes, definitely I think as well, I'd probably put Reynolds in that category as well. I was never the teacher's pet, so I can blow myself clean out of that water. But I definitely, Reynolds, Johnny Hayes. Dale had a few of his favourites. And that was the ones that always seem to stay. Seems to be the ones he always seems to take back to Aberdeen as well. So I don't know what Niall said. You know what I mean?
Niall said, man, when he went away, always, when he went to Celtic, he always knew he was going to come back and just hang about with McInnes again. It's like he was just going to Celtic.
It was weird because when the two of them went back, I think Reynolds nearly burst into tears because they all didn't phone him and ask him back because they knew it was a wee good. So I think he was spewing a wee bit. But no, I would definitely go for Johnny. Johnny and Niall McGinn, probably Reynolds as well.
Most skillful.
I'd probably go CC, the legend, Claudio Caniggia.
Oh, fine.
Honestly.
Aye.
He was,
that's a great answer.
He was simply incredible, honestly. He didn't bother his arse, didn't he train, honestly. Mm-hmm. But the things he used to do in a game, I used to just, it was, you actually, I know you always say that you don't get struck, but I was totally in awe of the guy. He was brilliant. And even for him, he'd moved to Rangers as well. It just showed you how much a class act he was at the time. But also, I don't know if you remember Georgi Nemzadze.
Aye.
Well, I think he could do that. he was up there as well. He was probably one of the most gifted players I've ever seen as well. So I'd probably go CC, the legend, Claudio, and then I'd probably go Georgi as well.
That's brilliant.
As well.
Worst trainer?
Adam Rooney, Johnny Hayes. Horrific. Honestly,
I was just like total unanimous. Just Adam Rooney, Johnny Hayes.
Adam Rooney is one of the worst trainers I've ever seen. Honestly, but see if you put him on a pitch on a Saturday, he knew he was going to score, and it was just that bad.
Was he that bad a trainer? You thought Mark Reynolds was going to come in wearing them on his feet?
I'm surprised he's not got a pair of him. Runes was bad, and so was wee Johnny. I think wee Johnny was like quicker than shit. You know what I mean? He was rapid, but he was the type of boy that just kept on running. You could open up the fucking gates and he'd run right through it. training, but see the two of them when it came to a game on Saturday. Make sure that two of the most reliable boys you could have in your team, and that's the difference. And they always say, train the way you play, but if they played the way they trained, we'd be fucked.
Who never gets the round in?
Josh McGuinness.
I think that was McGinn said as well.
Fuck yeah.
By the way, I'm just copying him. He probably gets a bad name for himself. Josh is the only guy I know that ever always went in charge of the kitty. Always, honest to God, and he'd end up, we'd all be next day, he'd be like, fucking much you spend last night, 200 quid, 300 quid. Josh is the only guy that's like, I've got 30 quid in my pocket, and I didn't give you any money. He was that type of boy, but
made a profit.
I always made a profit, so I'd probably go with Josh, who's probably the tightest.
Biggest BAM up merchant?
Darren Mackey, Scott Severin. These sort of boys when we were first at Aberdeen. Yeah. I remember Daz, we were getting game at home, so in Pittodrie, you walk in the home changing room, and Daz had put a blue Powerade above the door with a back tape. So the minute you open the door, it goes all over your head. And then the bulging JC, Jimmy Calderwood, walks in, bang, drenched in his good suit, the match suit and all that, covered in his blue shirt, and his first words were, Mackie, you wee shit, wait, dagger, how do you? So, definitely, Mackie, everything, nailed your shoes to the ground at the lock, gear getting nicked. But the funniest thing ever, though, was Jimmy Nick done to his. We wound Jimmy Nick one day up training, and he came back, so he drove back the 4 hours, took all clays out the change room, everything, keys, the lot, put them in a cherry picker and picked the cherry picker up as high as he could and left it there and drove away and left us. We all had to phone our missus and all that to come and pick us up. We'd no clays, we had to get in the training gear, and he left it there up all night, couldn't get it back to the next day.
That's up, fucking up, brilliant. That's brilliant.
Jimmy Nick, good laugh, man.
Where was it? Was that when you were at? Where was? Couldn't have been at Rafe. Where were you with Jimmy Nick again?
Jimmy Nick was. He was assistant to Jimmy Calder at Aberdeen.
Oh, so he was. Aye, you're right. Aye, so he was.
I was at Jimmy for four years. So he was a great guy. Great man.
Top shagger.
I was pretty much answered it earlier on with that goalie. He was still.
Apparently didn't like it, did he not?
He could have been. I don't know. That's a hard one to answer, isn't it? I'm trying to think of some of the boys that know get misses. That make it easier on me. I'm going through on my head here. No, I'm going to take a sec. I'm not going to answer that one. I'll not answer that one.
Best you've played with?
Kenija again. Brilliant, mate.
Kenija.
Kenija.
Unbelievable. Never seen anything like him in my life. And just the fact that he had sharing a changing room with this guy, and he's on the phone to Maradona and just talking away, and you're just like,
that's unbelievable, man.
You're at Caird Park training ground training on dog shite, and he's talking to Maradona on the phone. It's just a different world.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
So that's it for the Football Daft Christmas party. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you had a great Christmas and hope Santa... I meant to ask you, did Santa bring you any good football gifts, boys?
Football gifts? I got the same jacket that Big Ange wears on the touchline.
Oh, did you? Oh, that'll fucking drown you, Chris.
Mate, honest to God, you should see it. I look like, see the mad things they used to eat and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. do you know what? It's the cosiest fucking warmest jacket I've ever had in my life. I love it.
Do you pretend you're Ange? Do you like play at the Ange?
Whenever I put it on, my accent changes immediately. You know what I mean? just kind of take the dog out for a walk.
Hey, where if I'm gonna be doing it, man, it'll be funny, man. Just walking about with Aussie Toll, man.
Ah, wait, we're getting back into the Corinthian boys.
I want you waiting on the football day.
Me walking down the street after Stevie's done a runner. I love the podcast. We've all fallen out.
Mate.
We've all fallen out, mate.
What about you, Stephen? You get a couple of wee Rangers bits and bobs out.
What did I get this? I didn't get any. The thing is, now my boy's getting to that point where he's into FIFA, he's into football. So I go up in the weekend, you know what I'm talking about, told the wee kind of FIFA card thing with his 40 on it and all that. We go to my big games table thing. It's a 12 and 1 games table.
Are the wins in, Stephen?
Santa brought them the games table, like the old Joey and Chandler foosball thing. So that's in his room, which is a bit of a fucking nightmare now because it's a lot bigger than what we thought. Once the fucking garage conversion gets done, that'll be getting put in there, man, because it's took up his room, man. But aye, all good, man, all good.
Brian, what about you? Did Santa bring you anything nice Celtic wise?
No Celtic stuff, but I am sitting here an hour away from Santa's late present arriving, the old PS5.
When your Christmas gets ruined, Ryan, when Purdy 1873 gives you a pumping.
Well, you've just said your username on the
I don't care. Put it there.
I don't care.
45 minutes away. My PS5 sits in Leo's room now, man. He just plays it all the time. I never even play it, but I'll give you a game.
I've just got a pair of trainers delivered. Do you want to see them?
This is exciting podcast stuff.
Unboxing live, mate.
Unboxing Chris's. Hi, guys. Welcome to the channel. Here's the new trainer.
These were gifted to me by JD Sports for £80 or something.
So here we go. This is why you need to get in a Patreon so you can watch Chris's live on.
Clean Air Max Geno.
Nice. Enjoy minutes, mate.
Don't be wearing them until at least April or May.
I'll wear them on the night out, right?
Right, aye. Okay. Football Daft Night Out coming soon. That's it for this week's show. Listen, have a great new year, whatever you're doing. We'll see you in the new year. Back with more Football Daft and big plans for 2022 as well. We're going to be taking the show live.
Yes, on the road.
We will be doing the hydro. We'll be doing the signal hydro, probably.
The small hole in the signal hydro.
The small hole in the signal hydro.
Every chef's on the buffet.
Yeah, the guests will be back as well. All new, but we'll still be doing the same part. So 2022, Football Daft is back. Have yourself a happy new year, boys. Thank you for this year on the podcast. It's been a great laugh. Really enjoyed it. And here's to 2022.
And there's one last thing to say before we go. Big Mixu.
Big Mixu.